Headed to work one day, had been in the area a while working. Knew the residents, happened to look over and notice something odd. Noticed there was quite a few buzzards on the roof as well as in the trees in the backyard. Not a normal amount of buzzards, more than normal.
Can you describe how many you think you saw?
I'm going to guess 20 to 30. It was that noticeable. Went to work, worked a couple hours, and on the way back I noticed they were still there. Thought it was odd. It wasn't cold that morning. They wouldn't have been on the roof to warm themselves. They were definitely there scavenging for something. And they were also the black-headed version of the buzzard, which is known to be very aggressive. The black-headed vultures, they've actually been known to kill newborn calves and deer fawns. They don't just go after carcasses. They're actually aggressive hunters as well as scavengers. Pretty nasty. Farmers actually shoot those sometimes to keep them off of their cattle.
What did you do with your information?
I thought about it, and I drove and I back to town, and I kept working that day. And in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, maybe I should call just the tip line, just to, you know, to say what I saw. I would feel bad if something came about that and I didn't make the call. So I called later that day and talked to the lady on the other line and told her what I saw. And, you know, I felt weird calling because I didn't want to reroute a positive part of the investigation, but I thought that I should call. So she took my information down. She took my name and my telephone number down and said that she would pass it on. The house had been for sale for a few years or a couple years, and I had thought about stopping in and checking it out, but the for sale sign was gone now. So in my head, I was thinking, well, maybe someone purchased it. I don't want to be a trespasser on a property. That's the reason I didn't stop, because I thought the house had been sold. In my head, if I were going to look for a place where someone may have done something bad to someone, it was a perfect location. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's been abandoned for a few years. There's access to the back of the house where you could hide. The closest neighbor isn't even close. And if you knew the area, you'd know that no one would ever look at that spot.